Time to talk to David Middleton. Good to see you.
Morning, Slats. Morning, TK.
Quite a few upsets, aren't there?
There are a few upsets. I was noted the other day there's been 12 upsets officially, one of the betting companies said, out of 24 games so far. So 50% rate. If you're tipping it better than 50%, then you should be happy.
Yeah. You know, there's only one betting company here.
Exactly right.
Tab.com.au.
Exactly right.
Exactly right. And they say the Rabbitohs at tab.com.au, $3.15 outsiders up against the Roosters, $1.36. The Roosters' stats are looking pretty good this year compared to last year.
They are. It took them, I think, half the season to get to where they are at this point.
Really?
After three rounds. So they're on fire. They don't normally start this well. It's 1996 was the last time they won their first four. I know Jamie Rogers said that a few minutes ago. I heard her say that. But, yeah, that's a great start by the Roosters. And, look, I can't see South winning, even though their form line suggests that they're going well. Do you realise that they've won six of their last seven games if you go back into the end of last season, which is as good as the Melbourne Storm? But the way they're playing doesn't suggest that that's anywhere near right. I think the Roosters will win comfortably.
Okay. All right, mate, let's start. And the South, 3.15.
I've done that one.
Oh, sorry. I was reading my notes. Penrith, $1.16. Newcastle, $5.25.
Yeah, well, look, Newcastle, they've aimed up in their opening games. They've gone close a couple of times, and they have beaten the Gold Coast. So their form's been good early in the season, but I think at Penrith, it's going to be another proposition for them. The Panthers, unlucky to lose to the Roosters last week. They were very good the week before against the Tigers. I think they'll get the money, but they'll need to be on their game, I think, the Panthers.
Brisbane are getting the job done, aren't they? $1.65 up against the Canberra Raiders, $2.25. This is quite an enthralling tussle.
Yeah, it is. The Broncos have had a really, really tough run. The toughest of any team. They've had to play the top four teams in the opening month of the competition.
You won't get too many tears for them.
They've had a golden point loss to the Cowboys, narrow loss to the Storm. So they're only on two competition points, but I think their form is a lot better than that. I think they can beat the Raiders. They were very good against them last year up at Suncorp. They really showed that they were in another league to the Canberra Raiders at that time of the season. The Raiders have improved, but I think Canberra can win. The Broncos can win.
Stunning win for the Seagulls last week. They're $2. Bulldogs, $1.80.
Yeah, both these teams broke through for their first win of the season last week. And the Dogs showed some enterprise against the Roosters and a bit unlucky to lose that one with injuries. Got over the top of the Warriors in Dunedin. And Manly, they were very good last Saturday night. Cherry Evans kick-started them before half-time, and they ran home against an injury and suspension hit Cowboys side. It's a toss of the coin, really. I think the Dogs have probably got the mongrel in them to get it done, but you know there's still those worries about their halves.
You jumped off board last week.
Don't tell everyone that.
They look fantastic.
I don't think you were the only one who did that.
It wasn't the fact they won. It was the way they won.
I just couldn't back them last week.
No, you couldn't back them.
Without that front row, they were still missing Tapau and missing Fanua Blake through suspension.
They get them both back.
They're both back. Brenton Lawrence was outstanding against the Cowboys. So, you know, they'll need to stand up to the Dogs pack. If they can do that, then they probably have the halves to win.
Parramatta with Corey Norman back, $1.90 up against the Premiers, Cronulla, $1.90.
Yeah, the Sharks returned to ANZ Stadium for the first time since their grand final win. They were a real disappointment against the Dragons last week, and they've lost both games at home. They only lost once at home last year, so that's a worrying sign for Cronulla. I'm going to tip the Eels to win. It's the first time these teams have ever met at ANZ Stadium. I don't think there'll be much in it, and it should be a pretty good contest, actually. There's a tough forward pack Parramatta up against a pretty handy Cronulla six.
Titans, $2.35. Cowboys, $1.60.
Yeah, look, I'm leaning towards the Cowboys here. I know the Titans have had awful injury problems, and they were really good against Parramatta last week. That was one of the best wins I think I've seen from the Titans. The Cowboys, well, the disappointment of last week's loss, I think they can bounce back. They're still missing a handful of key players and Justin O'Neill as well. They've got some young players in their side. Kalen Ponga is there again this week. He didn't do too much last week, but it'll be interesting to watch this youngster, Gideon Gela-Mosby, who scored 1,000 tries in Holden Cup. He's one of the leading try scorers in the history of the Holden Cup, so he'll get his chance.
Okay. Who knows what we're going to get from the West Tigers? They're $2.85 up against the Melbourne Storm, $1.42. Again, I can't back them, the Tigers. But
they're probably worth a bet at the start.
Yeah,
because they do cause Melbourne lots of trouble at Leichhardt Oval. The Storm have got a poor record there. They've beaten the Tigers there only four times out of 12. Last year it went to Golden Point and Melbourne got home on a cronk field goal. You know, I'd rate the Tigers a chance of performing far better than they have the last 2 weeks. They trouble the Storm, but it's really hard to tip against a Melbourne team that just know how to get the job done.
They just win.
Slater's there. Cronk's there. Smith's there. You can't tip against that triumvirate.
No, in the final game, Dragons $1.90, Warriors $1.90.
Well, the Warriors ended a long drought against the Dragons when they beat them over in Auckland last year, but they haven't beaten St George Illawarra in Australia in about 15 years. Dragons were very good up front, particularly Paul Vaughan and Jack DeBellin against Cronulla last Sunday night. I think the Dragons can make it two on the trot.
Middo, you're a genius.
Well, let's see. I don't know about that.
You're a guru.
I've got 4 out of 8 the last 2 weeks, so I don't think that's, anywhere near genius status.
No, but you're never far away, mate. You'll come good.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Jono's our tipping genius in here. Excuse me. He's going nicely.
Round you're four flying. Already. Can you believe we're into round four of the competition already?
I know, mate. It's unbelievable.
It's exciting. And
plenty going on off the field, as always.
It's the game that just keeps on giving. Previous looks like Tamalolo, 10-year contract. Daly Cherry-Evans was 8.
Yes.
Brent Sherwin, 5 before that.
Yep. Yeah, there haven't been too many long-term contracts like that, and never a 10.
Never a 10.
Never a 10. No.
Unbelievable. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, guys.